From Indonesia, the latest from podnews.net. Polish radio station Tok FM is earning money from subscription podcasting, with over 17,000 paying subscribers. In an exclusive story today, we spoke to Jarosław Ślizewski, the station's CDO. Podiant has introduced clip sharing from their web player, joining Overcast and Castro. It produces videos for social media sharing, but also gives a URL for each clip, so you can link to it from wherever. The London Podcast Festival have unveiled their first set of podcasters, including Adam Buxton and George the Poet. Growth in podcast advertising is really strong, says Starcom's President of Investment, Christina Lutz. In an interview today, we link to that from our episode notes and our newsletter. Resonate Recordings have looked closely at 5 podcast hosts, interviewing the people behind them. Simplecast have advice on how to advertise your podcast on Facebook. Raise a glass to the top 10 nominees, or rather the 10 nominees, of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation's Writing and Media categories for the 13th annual Spirited Awards, including the folk from WhiskeyCast. Kyle Bylin writes about the future of podcasting in Hypebot, guessing what Spotify might be doing with its purchase of Anchor. Some interesting ideas there. And yesterday we said that Lipstick and Vinyl has 14 podcasts. They represent 14 podcasts in terms of ad sales. It's a subtle but seemingly important difference. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.